My name is Willie Hornberger, and I worked with Mark in helping start GriefShare about 5 or 6 years ago. I've been married to Gigi, who works here at the church, for almost 25 years now. And tonight, the topic of stuck is what kind of my story is all about. I want to start with Psalms. What resonates with me is not Job saying, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away," but Psalm 77 was where I spent a lot of my time in the story I'm about to tell you. Will the Lord reject forever, and will he never be favorable again? Has his loving kindness ceased forever? Has his promise come to an end forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious, or has he in anger withdrawn his compassion? Then I said, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. I shall remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I remember the wonders of old. I will meditate on thy work and muse on thy deeds. I want to start by telling y'all a little bit about how I grew up, because it relates to the grief. I grew up in a home. My parents were prominent in our community. I grew up in South Texas. Both of my parents were alcoholic. And alcoholism, for those of y'all that haven't had any experience with it, it's just a terrible, terrible disease. And it creates just chaos in the home, fighting, a mistrust. And for the kids of alcoholics particularly, a lot of times they end up blaming themselves for things that happened between their parents. Both of my parents were separated all of my life, and we grew up in two different houses on the same farm. I knew God really well because I had been introduced to God. My mother had us in church every week on Sunday. And I knew God real well because I listened to what they said as a little boy. And I heard that God answers prayers. And I remember just praying a lot as my parents fought. Just, God, please make my parents stop fighting. And I was really scared, and I'd cry. And then in about fifth grade, I discovered the power of one. The power of one is I discovered that I could control sort of the circumstances around me and bring some stability through doing well in school, doing exceedingly well in school, through attaining honors, through succeeding, through doing things, saying my prayers, that I thought brought stability. Anything to dull the pain that said, I'm responsible for this. I brought this upon myself. In 1982, my dad died. And I was a junior in college. Gosh, I look back and I said, Lord, what was that all about? I never really got to know him as a friend and confidant. I got to see a lot of chaos as a kid, and then you take him away. He's never going to get to see me get married. He's never going to get to see me have a baby. And yeah, Dad, we got to finish that question. I am not responsible for all of this, or am I? This was not all about me, or was it? Did I bring this upon myself? Oh, but yes, I was reminded of the power of one. Because I could go back to college, say my prayers, succeed, attain honors, and really do anything to dull the pain that said, I'm responsible for this. I brought this all upon myself. I met the woman of my dreams in 1987, Gigi. And in 1989, we got engaged. And about that same time, my mother found out she had terminal cancer and died 6 weeks before we got married. And I said to God, what have you done? That's really cheap. I never got a chance to really know my mom as a friend and confidant. For her to have the opportunity to see me get married and for her to see me have a baby. And yes, Mom, you and I never got to resolve the question, am I responsible for all of this? Did I bring this upon myself? That first year of marriage was hell. It was hell on Gigi. She just didn't support me. She carried me. We made it to almost every grief group in Dallas. And I still couldn't shake the pain. Then I heard the words that would have changed my life forever, that would change my life forever. Marriage is not supposed to be like this. You come home irritable. When you're here, you're not here. You're hurting. You take it out on me. You spent our first Thanksgiving in Mexico City with a client. That day, that little boy cried inside. That little boy called on the power of one, but no one answered. The light had gone out. All the little boy could think about was the fear, the mistrust, the chaos, and everything that came with it. And that little boy cried out to that God he knew so well as a little boy and said, I need you. I need you, Lord. The power of one was never real. It was an illusion. A few days later, I hit bottom and I said, Lord, I'll do anything. Just take this pain away. I'm about to lose the woman of my dreams. I'll do anything, Lord. I'll surrender my life to you. And the blind shall see. Matthew 11:5. The blind receive sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. That is the day that I saw the power of the one, Jesus Christ. See, it was the power of one that was blinding me to the power of the one. And that day, and through the next few months, working through Al-Anon, Adult Children of Alcoholics, and continuing to surrender my life to Christ, I found peace, hope, joy, love. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Oh, yes, and I found forgiveness. I found the power to forgive my parents. See, I found out that I didn't have to do it on my own. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He gave his only son that none shall perish. I restored my relationship with Gigi. I have a rich relationship with my kids. Most and importantly, I accepted my parents as they were and not as I wanted them to be. The reason I close with this is because I found life in the one. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the power that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.